You have the crackies over your nuts.
Does it, the hard one that you have to crack, do you call that the hole too?
No, that ain't the hole. That course it leaves a hole around that.
A little button?
Oh, no, thank you.
The outside hull is green, you know, it goes in there. And they take that off, and that leaves that clean nut with the nut inside of that kernel inside the nut.
Okay.
Get it right, Rebecca.
And this is something that it's about the size of an apple, and it grows in, it's a fruit that grows in Florida a lot.
Is it orange?
Okay. It says you had a bowl of oranges, and one day you went in to get one, and there weren't any left. You'd say the oranges are
gone.
Okay. And what sort of things did you raise in a garden?
Oh, all sorts of things. Turnips, beets, radish, okra.
That's your favorite.
Orange.
But say you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
greens.
Okay. What about a red thing that grows in a garden? You have to stake it up, stake the bush up.
Tomatoes.
Okay. What do you call the little ones? Like
pear tomatoes.
Okay.
I've heard them called pear tomatoes. They're a little bit oblong, you know, like a pear. I thought that was the reason they called them pear tomatoes.
Did you ever hear of Tommy toes?
Yes. That's just a tomato.
What's that?
Tomato.
Uh-huh.
Them tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But them little ones might have been called tomatoes. I don't know.
Okay. And you say along with your meat, you might have a baked
ham?
Or it grows in the ground.
Potato.
Huh?
Potato. Sweet potato.
What, is there another name for sweet potato?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yams.
Oh, yeah, they have a different kind of yams.
Yams means the same thing as sweet potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
What else? There's sweet potatoes and then there's
Arsh potatoes.
Okay. This is something that grows in the ground. It's got a real strong odor. It'll make
onions.
You, huh?
Onions.
Okay. What do you call the little onions that you pull up and eat when they're fresh?
Shallots.
Did you ever have a name for those?
Guinea nest onion is them. You just plant one and it'll just make, if it stays there all year, it'll make a bunch that big down there.
Uh-huh.
And you can plant them and just pull them off around there and eat them all year.
Did you ever hear something of spring onions or green onions or something like that?
Well, green onions. Is
for those, me and those little ones.
Yeah. Well, you can pull up any of them and eat them green while they're growing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if these big and make big roots.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these old shallots and multiplying onions. And these are little old bitty multiplying onions I was telling you about. You can just keep pulling them off and eating them. But I don't really care much about them unless it's cooked.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of beans did you have?
Well, Kentucky one, some more running beans.
Uh-huh. What do you call the kind of beans that you eat the pod and all?
Well, that's Kentucky one.
Or what about just a general bean? General
snap bean. Snap bean.
Okay.
String, yeah. Either one, snap bean or string bean.
And what, say when you have to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to
shell them.
Okay. What kinds of beans do you eat that has to be shelled?
Well, string beans, butter beans.
Okay. Beans. Is there, what about lima beans?
Well, they're butter beans.
Okay. And this is something that, talking about lettuce, if you were going to buy some lettuce, you'd ask for maybe two or three
heads.
What of lettuce? Two or three?
Heads.
Okay. Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Say if you had five children, would you ever say you had five heads of children?
No, but I think some people are.
What about someone who had maybe 14 children? Would he ever say he had a what of children? He had a...
children. The baker's dozen.
Uh-huh. What about the word tassel? Did you ever hear that
yet? Yeah, whole tassel.
Okay. And the outside of the ear of corn is called the
shuck.
Okay. And the stringy stuff on the corn.
Silk.
And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk.
Tassel.
And the kind of corn that